Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following three articles are from the online website Yahoo Finance. Our first article, Lay off more workers at Volvo Trucks plant in Virginia, written by Noy Mahoney. Volvo Trucks North America plans to lay off up to another 350 workers from a Virginia plant as part of job cuts affecting up to 980 employees across the country since the beginning of the year. Employees at the New River Valley plant in Dublin, Virginia, were notified of the workforce reduction on Thursday, and their last day at the facility will be June 27th, Volvo spokesperson Janie Coley said. Heavy-duty truck orders continue to be negatively affected by market uncertainty about freight rates and demand, possible regulatory changes, and the impact of tariffs, Coley said in a statement to the Patriot News. In the case of New River Valley, this is unfortunate of layoffs. You might recall that we announced a layoff of 250 to 350 in February. This ended up being about 180 people due to attrition. So we currently expect that the total impact at New River Valley will unfortunately be about 430 to 530 people. Volvo recently announced it was laying off 250 to 350 people at its Max Trucks Lehigh Valley operations in Macungie, Pennsylvania, and 50 to 100 people at its Volvo Group Powertrain Operations plant in Hagerstown, Maryland. The company employs 7,900 workers at the New River Valley, 3,400, Lehigh Valley, 2,800, and Hagerstown, 1,700 manufacturing plants. Sweden-based Volvo Trucks North America purchased Mack and its former parent company, Renault Vehicle Industrials, for $1.8 billion in 2000. Next, Amazon has halted some data center leasing talks, Wells Fargo analysts say. From Reuters. Amazon.com has paused some data center lease talks for its cloud division, particularly in overseas markets, suggesting a short-term slowdown in leasing for large-scale facilities, Wells Fargo analysts said on Monday. The move by the largest U.S. cloud is the latest sign that rising economic uncertainty could be forcing companies to rethink how they spend the billions of dollars they have for AI infrastructure, including pricey NVIDIA chips. Wells Fargo analysts said the magnitude of Amazon's pause was unclear, but it was similar to Microsoft's recent pullback. Rather than canceling any signed deals, Amazon is digesting aggressive recent lease-up deals, the analyst said. It does appear like the hyperscalers, big cloud companies, are being more cautious with leasing large clusters of power and tightening up pre-orders for capacity that would be delivered before the end of 2026, they said in a note, adding that the likes of Meta, Alphabet-owned Google, and Oracle remain active in leasing. Amazon downplayed the note. This is routine capacity management, and there haven't been any recent fundamental changes in our expansion plans, said Kevin Miller, vice president of Amazon Web Services Global Data Centers, in a post on LinkedIn. Rival Microsoft abandoned data center projects set to use 2 gigawatts of electricity in the U.S. and Europe in the last 6 months due to an oversupply relative to its current demand forecast, TD Cowen analysts had said in March. Investor skepticism about the hefty artificial intelligence spending by U.S. tech firms has increased due to slow payoffs and the rise of Chinese startup DeepSeek, which showcased AI technology at a much lower cost than its Western rivals. Like Ryan is investing heavily in generative AI, including a variety of chatbots serving sellers, businesses, and consumers. CEO Andy Jassy justified its billions of dollars in outlays for artificial intelligence development earlier this month, saying the investment was necessary to remain competitive. And finally, student loans in default to be referred to debt collection, Education Department says. Written by Annie Ma. The Education Department will begin collection next month loans that are in default, including the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers, officials said Monday. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. The Trump administration's announcement marks an end to the period of leniency that began during the COVID-19 pandemic. No federal student loans have been referred for collection since March 2020, including those in default. Under President Joe Biden, the Education Department tried multiple times to give broad forgiveness of student loans, only to be stopped by courts. American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies, Education Secretary Linda McMahon said. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's offset program, which withholds government payments, including tax refunds, federals, from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will also begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. The decision to send debt to collectors drew criticism from advocates, who said borrowers had experienced whiplash and confusion with the changing student loan policies between the Biden and Trump administrations. This is cruel, unnecessary, and will further fan the flames of economic chaos for working families across this country, said Mike Pierce, executive director of the Student Borrower Protection Center. Already, borrowers have been bracing for obligations coming due. In 2020, President Donald Trump paused federal student loan payments and interest accrual as a temporary relief measure for student borrowers. The pause in payments was extended multiple times by the Biden administration through 2023, and a final grace period for loan repayments ended in October 2024. That meant tens of millions of Americans had to start making payments again. Borrowers who don't make payments for 9 months go into default, which is reported on their credit scores and can, along with the borrowers already in default, around another 4 million are 91 to 180 days late on their loan payments. Less than 40% of all borrowers are current on their student loans, department officials said. Layoffs at the Federal Student Aid Office at the Education Department have made it harder for students to get their questions answered, even if they wanted to pay their loans, said Kristen McGuire, executive director for Young Invincibles, a group that focuses on economic security for younger adults. And questions are swirling about certain income-driven repayment programs after a February court ruling on Biden-era payment plans, placing borrowers in the more lenient SAVE plan in forbearance. The Education Department in February took down applications for income-driven repayment programs, which tie a monthly payment to a person's income level, only to bring them back online a month later. Things are really difficult to understand right now. Things are changing every day, McGuire said. We can't assume that people are in default because they don't want to pay their loans. People are in default because they can't pay their loans and because they don't know how to pay their loans. For borrowers in default, one step to avoid wage garnishment is to get into loan rehabilitation, said Betsy, president of the Institute for Student Loan Advisors. Borrowers must ask their loan servicer to be placed into such a program. Typically, servicers ask for proof of income and expenses to calculate a payment amount. Once a borrower has paid on time for 9 months in a row, they are taken out of default, Mayotte said. A loan rehabilitation can only be done once. Biden oversaw the cancellation of student loans for more than 5 million borrowers. Despite the Supreme Court's rejection of his signature proposal for broad relief, he waived more than $183.6 billion in student loans through expanded forgiveness programs. In her statement, McMahon said Biden had gone too far. Going forward, the Department of Education, in conjunction with the Department of Treasury, will shepherd the student loan program responsibly and according to the law, which means helping borrowers return to repayment, both for the sake of our own financial health and our nation's economic outlook, she said. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.